Chapter 3. Old Friends, or the Work of Freston.
"This is not good,"
Don Quixote said to Sancho Panza.
"This is the work of the wizard Freston."
After another long stay at home, Don Quixote wanted more adventures. His first conversation with Sancho Panza on their new journey was about his love, the beautiful Dulcinea.
"Friend Sancho, our first stop will be El Toboso, because I have to see my Dulcinea."
It was after midnight when they arrived at the lovely Dulcinea's village. Everything was very quiet, and the windows were dark.
"Take me to her castle, Sancho," said Don Quixote.
"Castle?" cried Sancho Panza. "What castle do you mean?" "Aldonza Lorenzo, I mean Dulcinea del Toboso, and her family live in a little house in a dark back street. And it's the middle of the night, sir. You can't wake everybody up at this hour. You can meet your Dulcinea tomorrow."
Outside the village, the two men found a place for the night. In the morning, Don Quixote sent Sancho Panza into El Toboso with a long letter for his beautiful Dulcinea.
"Wait here, sir," Sancho said. "I'll speak to Dulcinea as quickly as possible and tell her about your great fights. Then I'll come back to you."
Half a kilometre down the road, Sancho Panza sat down under a big tree. He had to have a plan.
"What am I doing?" he thought. "I'm looking for a beautiful young woman in a castle in El Toboso. How can I find this woman? There is no lovely Dulcinea. Don Quixote thinks that windmills are giants. He thinks that sheep are strong knights on horses. But wait. Think. I'll find a girl and take Don Quixote to her. I'll tell him that she's Dulcinea. He'll be happy, but she won't understand. She'll think that Don Quixote is a strange man. So she'll turn round and go home. My knight will think the wizard is at work again. Freston changed a beautiful woman into a village girl. Then we can begin our next journey."
With this plan in his head, Sancho Panza slept under the tree for most of the day. In the evening, he woke up and saw three country girls on donkeys on the road. He ran back and shouted to Don Quixote,
"Come quickly, sir. Your lovely Dulcinea is near. She's coming to you."
"Oh, what beautiful words! Will I speak to her now, for the first time? Is it possible?"
"Possible?" cried Sancho Panza. "You'll see, sir. She's with two of the women from her castle. She's wearing a beautiful dress, and she's carrying some lovely flowers. Dulcinea and her women are sitting on three of the finest horses in this country. Come, come."
"I'll have to give you something for your help, Sancho. When we win something on our next adventure, it will be yours. Or when my three donkeys at home in La Mancha have babies, they'll be yours."
"Thank you for the donkeys, sir. Don't pay me with the things from our adventures, please," Sancho said quickly.
Then he shouted,
"Look, sir,
You can see the three young women now.
Don Quixote looked at the three country girls.
Sancho, perhaps Dulcinea is in her castle. I can't see her anywhere.
Sir, where are your eyes? Can't you see her and her friends? They're coming this way at this minute.
I can see three country girls on donkeys, said Don Quixote.
Sir, you're making a big mistake. That's Dulcinea in front of you. Go and speak to your love.
Sancho Panza ran to the three girls and stopped their donkeys. Don Quixote followed slowly behind and looked carefully at the girl on the middle donkey. She was a fat, country girl in a cheap dress.
What are you doing? The girl shouted. Get out of our way. We don't have time for any stupid games.
This is not good, Don Quixote said to Sancho Panza. This is the work of the wizard Freston. I know that this girl is my Dulcinea, but I can only see an ugly country girl with a loud mouth.
What's he talking about?
Cried the girl.
Listen to him. There's something very strange about these two.
And the three girls kicked their donkeys and left quickly. Don Quixote followed them with sad eyes.
Freston really hates me. Why did he change my Dulcinea?
She looked fat and ugly, and her words were loud and unkind.
Where is my good, pretty girl?
This Freston will always be a problem for you, said Sancho Panza.
He turned his head away from him and tried not to laugh. Sancho was never unkind to Don Quixote. After a long, sad day, the two adventurers went to sleep under another big tree. In the middle of the night, Don Quixote heard the sound of two horses. It was very dark, but he could see a man in a suit of armor.
Sancho, Don Quixote said quietly, here's an adventure. There's a knight and his squire near us. Look, can you see them? How's that an adventure?
Asked Sancho Panza. He was tired and wanted to sleep. But he couldn't sleep because this new knight began to sing. He sang about the lovely woman at the centre of his life, Casildea de Vandalia. He sang about his fights with the knights of Navarre, of Leon, of Castile, and of La Mancha.
La Mancha,
Don Quixote said very quietly to Sancho.
I'm from La Mancha, and I don't know this knight. But let's listen and learn more.
You'll hear more, said Sancho Panza unhappily. I think he's going to sing all night.
But the knight heard this conversation.
Who's there?
He shouted. Don Quixote went to the knight and sat through the dark night with him. They enjoyed a long, friendly talk. At the same time, Sancho Panza sat under the tree and talked to the knight's squire.
My mouth is dry with all this conversation, said the other squire. I've got something in my bag for us.
He brought out a big bottle of wine and some bread and meat.
This is a wonderful dinner, said Sancho Panza. My knight is an interesting man, but I have to live on adventures. He never thinks about his stomach or about my stomach.
Let's enjoy our food and drink, said the new squire. Those two can enjoy their ideas and their talk.
And so the two squires had a good dinner and then fell asleep. After their long, friendly conversation, the other knight told Don Quixote about his biggest and best fight.
I won a great fight with a famous knight. His name was Don Quixote de la Mancha.
Don Quixote began to feel very angry.
Sir, he said, I know that you're a very good knight. Your fights are perhaps famous, but your fight with Don Quixote de la Mancha didn't happen. Perhaps it was with another knight.
No, no, answered the strange knight. It really was Don Quixote. He's the tall, old knight from La Mancha, with very thin arms and legs. And his squire is Sancho Panza. Listen to my words, or feel my lance.
Sir, you're wrong. Listen to me. I'm Don Quixote de La Mancha. Do you want to fight here and now?
And Don Quixote stood up with his lance in his hand.
I'm not afraid of you or any knight from La Mancha. But it's late and very dark. Let's wait for the sun. We can fight in the morning.
Sancho Panza heard the two knights and their conversation about a fight. He woke up the other squire.
Did you hear them? First they're good friends, and now they want to fight.
But it's worse than that, said the other squire. Now we have to fight too. We can't stand and watch.
That's not the way in La Mancha, said Sancho Panza. I'll watch. I haven't got a lance, and I'm not angry with you.
Let's think about it in the morning, said the other squire. Perhaps I can make you angry after the sun comes up.
In the morning light, Sancho Panza could see the other squire's face. The man had the biggest nose in the world. It was as red as fire and very long. Sancho couldn't stop looking at it. Don Quixote wanted to see the face of the knight next to him, but the man quickly closed his helmet.
He's not very tall, thought Don Quixote, but he looks strong.
I'm not afraid, but I'd like to see his face. Sir,
Don Quixote said,
please open your helmet. I want to see the man inside the suit of armour.
Let's fight, cried the knight. You can see my face after I win.
But you can see my face now, said Don Quixote. Did you really fight this Don Quixote?
I did.
Get your horse,
shouted Don Quixote.
I'm ready for you.
But when Don Quixote and Rocinante began to run at the knight, Don Quixote saw the squire with the red nose. He stopped and turned to Sancho Panza.
Do you see that nose? He said.
Yes, sir. Can you help me to climb that tree? I'm afraid of that man and his red nose.
Don Quixote helped Sancho Panza to climb the tree. The new knight stopped his horse and waited. But Don Quixote didn't wait for him. He ran at the man and hit him with his lance. The man fell to the ground. His squire ran to him and opened his helmet. Don Quixote and Sancho Panza looked at the man. And then They looked again.
Sancho? Isn't this my old friend from La Mancha? Sansón Carrasco?
It is, said Sancho Panza. Kill him now. I think this is the work of your wizard, Frestón. Sansón never fights you, so this isn't really him.
You're right, said Don Quixote. Let's kill him. I'm not afraid of Frestón and his games.
Wait, good knight, shouted Carrasco's squire. He really is Sansón Carrasco, and I'm his squire.
Sancho Panza looked at the squire.
Where's your nose?
He asked.
It's here, in my bag. I know you. You're my old friend Tomé Cecial.
That's right, friend Sancho. We don't want to hurt anybody, said Tomé Cecial. Please, Don Quixote, don't kill Don Carrasco. He read about your dangerous fights in a book by Cide Hamete Benengeli. Don Carrasco came here because he wants to help you. He wants to take you home to your friends before your adventures kill you.
By this time, Sansón Carrasco's eyes were open. He saw Don Quixote's lance near his head. But in Don Quixote's eyes, this man was not his old friend Sansón Carrasco. He was a knight.
Repeat these words, shouted Don Quixote. Dulcinea del Toboso is the most wonderful woman in the world, and I never won a fight with Don Quixote de la Mancha.
Don Quixote, you're right. My story was wrong, said Sansón Carrasco.
Thank you, said Don Quixote. Now leave this place. Find Frestón, your teacher.
I know you aren't really my friend, Sansón Carrasco.
The two men left, but Sansón Carrasco spoke to Tomé Cecial.
This isn't the end. Forget my old plan. I don't like to lose. I'll fight Don Quixote one day, and I'll win.